Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And we're pleased to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. This segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. If you're listening live, today is October 22nd, 2015. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 395. We're here for you, as always, so call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Hi, Griff.
Hi.
How you doing?
We
miss you down here.
We had fun.
We did have fun.
In case they don't probably know what we're talking about.
Well, Griff normally is up in San Jose, and I'm down here in San Diego, and we do the show by the miracle of radio and ISDN lines and Clear Channel to eBay Studio. And every now and then he comes down here or I go up there, and we do the show actually in the same room. So he came to San Diego to do the SurSup San Diego eBay Sellers Group appearance.
Appearance, yes.
And so I tagged along with him, and
yeah,
then the next day he came in.
You did more than tag along.
I was your heckler.
You were my heckler. I had a heckler.
I realized that after two times of opening my mouth. I'm sitting here. I'm his heckler.
Well, no, it wasn't. You were more like my stage mother.
Yeah, well, they asked me if I was married to you. They don't listen.
Yeah. Oh, I've never heard the show before.
What is it they don't get? Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, we had a blast with all those people. That group is just a fantastic group.
Yeah, it was a big group, too.
It was a lot of fun.
We enjoyed it.
And we enjoyed having you down here, Griffalo. It was very nice.
Yes.
So have you been using your new additional free listings that were delivered last Thursday, October 15th?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I've been busy.
Halloween's coming up. Thanksgiving. Christmas.
Oh, no.
List more stuff. Do you have any shirts with turkeys on them?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know a couple turkeys wearing shirts.
Yeah, but you know, red or green shirts. You have any shirts that are red or green?
Oh, you're making me feel so insufficient.
There you go.
Inadequate.
You know what?
What?
Christmas shirts, green or red.
Yeah, I usually don't do that, but other people should.
You should do that with your
I should,
shirts.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, you've got all these additional free listings that were delivered to you. Use them. Use them.
Use them.
And we,
or lose them.
You know, we had our first person on from the new Big Things Start Small microsite.
Yes.
That eBay has. You can go to ebay.com/big to see what it is. Right now it's sort of in beta, you know. We talked about it on Tuesday. Be sure you go up there to sign up for your first entry in the Big Things Start Small sweepstakes, which starts on November 1st and runs through the 23rd. And prizes include thousands of dollars worth of eBay display advertising, a store makeover, and hundreds of dollars in eBay shipping labels. So it's very exciting.
Very.
Promotion. And each week, for the next few weeks, we're going to have on one of the sellers that they have chosen in their Big Things Start Small thingy, which means that these people started from scratch with nothing, as most eBay sellers do, and built it into a large business that's making full-time money for these people. So we're going to be having these people on one at a time that they have
chosen.
That's
groovy.
So that's far out groovy and out of sight, most definitely. So if you can't call us for some reason at 888-RADIO-30 today, that's 888-723-4630, you really should call us because today's the best day to do it for a number of reasons that I'm not going to talk about.
But really?
Today is a good day to get in on the phones.
Oh,
if you dial the phones today, you will get in.
Oh, I don't even know the reason.
So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. And if you can't for some reason, you can always, on your eBay radio player, the one you're listening to us on right now, there is a little tab at the bottom of that player that says Contact Us. click on that, submit your question, your comment, your tip. Maybe you want a listing dish from us today. You can do it that way instead of calling in. But you know, Griff, I thought that we'd do something fun today and give away some stuff.
Well, I love to give away things, as you know.
And I want to do it in a different way.
What do you mean?
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it sort of in categories of listeners. So let's just try this and see what happens.
Well, okay? All right. Okay. I'm game.
Okay,
I don't know.
So I'm going to give away a $25 Bubble Fast gift certificate.
All right.
From someone on the chat board only for this first one.
Yeah.
Chat board only. Call us at 888-RADIO-30 with the answer to this question.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
Who was hired as the first president of eBay?
It was Hillary Clinton.
Don't say it.
No. Wasn't Hillary?
It happened in early 1996. That's all I'm going to tell you. And this one is going to be one from someone who's on the chat board. We're going to give everybody chances as we go through the next 2 hours, I promise you. But the poor chat board people, you know, some days I'm so busy on the air that I don't get to them in a timely fashion, their questions and things. We do our best, don't we, Griff?
Yes.
But we're not always perfect. So I thought this would give them an opportunity. So someone from the chat board, who was the first president of eBay, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. In the meantime, the rest of you, come on, call us. Maybe you have a question you want to ask Griff, maybe me, maybe you have a tip for us today, or you just want to talk about eBay. We're here for you at 888-RADIO-30. Griff, we got an email already.
We did.
We got an email already. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Ken from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes.
Known on eBay as Jelly Belly Dist. Jelly Belly D-I-S-T.
Okay.
And I don't know if you can answer this one or not, Griff, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it, okay? Hello, guys. I was paid for two items with an e-check. So I received a payment pending message. Both payments have failed to clear after two attempts.
Right, okay.
PayPal has changed the status of the payments to canceled.
Right.
But eBay still shows them as payments pending.
Right.
I just contacted eBay customer service about this issue, and I was told eBay is no longer receiving updates from PayPal about a non-clearing payment.
Right.
And I should send a cancellation using the Resolution Center. Please advise me on how to do this. Thanks.
So you just go down to the bottom of the page. So go down to the bottom of the eBay page. There's any eBay page, and there's a link for the Resolution Center. It says resolve a problem, and there's a side that says I sold an item, and just click. You can either select I haven't received my payment yet, and that will be a unpaid item process would start, or you can say I need to cancel the transaction. I think in this case, I would say I haven't received payment yet, but that's how you do it.
And that's it. Don't have to go through PayPal, nothing.
No, you don't have to go through PayPal for any of this stuff. This is an eBay transaction.
Okay, good. I like it. We helped this person.
Yeah.
Ken, thank you so much for calling it Jelly Belly Dist, D-I-S-T. I wonder what he sells on eBay.
Jelly Bellies?
Maybe.
Probably.
It could happen.
It's been known to happen.
You better believe it is. Our number again is 1-888-RADIO-30. So remember we were talking the other day on the air about Pierre Omidyar, and I asked you a question. I said, you know, to the best of your knowledge, when he first started doing it, you know, like when you were
doing eBay
when it wasn't even called eBay and it was at the very beginning, was he thinking of it as a gigantic business? Well, I did some research on it, and the article starts off with reportedly. So you tell me if you think this sounds right.
Go ahead.
Right? Reportedly, eBay was simply a side hobby for Omidyar until his internet service provider informed him he would need to do what? I was going to ask that as a question. I figured nobody would know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean,
they
yes.
asked him to upgrade to a business account due to the high volume of traffic to his website.
Right.
And the resulting price increase from $30 a month to $250 a month forced him to start charging those who used eBay, and it was not met with any animosity. And it resulted in the hiring of Chris
Agapo
was eBay's first employee, and he was hired to handle the checks coming in for the fees.
Or the cash. Sometimes sellers would tape quarters or dimes and nickels to an index card and send them in.
Really?
Yeah.
So I can see why he had to start charging at that point.
Well, yeah. And so to be clear, I think it would be disingenuous to say that Pierre wasn't ambitious. He was younger. He's fairly intelligent, and he understood that this internet thing back in 1995 looked like it could take off, and he wanted to be part of the action, so to speak. And
well, sure, I would believe that.
So he had a number of ideas, and in fact, we've talked about this on the air. The first website was actually called eBay Internet, and it was more than one web page. There was a web page for personal shopper, which, quite frankly, I don't remember. A web page that, in conjunction with a local travel agent here, was the travel site. And there was a site all about the Ebola virus. And then there was this site that was his idea in the middle of 1995, in the summer of 1995, to create a marketplace where buyers and sellers could get together and trade without a middleman.
And there you have it. But being an entrepreneur, I so got that bit about he was paying $30 a month, big deal, right? You know, a hobby.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it went up to $250 overnight. I get it.
And we could talk a little bit about this because it's an interesting lesson there, by the way. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Call us at 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Let's face it, you're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years. With more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices, WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Why don't you pick up your phone and give us a call? Now, there's a thought. 888-723-4630.
Go ahead.
Or as Lee has told me last night, why don't you turn down the volume on CNN?
No.
Nothing's happening there. That's not...
Griff, you're not supposed to even bring it up.
The world, I know, I'm sorry. The world will continue if
God,
you're not
radio
watching.
God, Radio 101. If anybody's listening who's known me that's in radio, this is not me. This is me. I cannot control him.
This is me.
Okay, Griff, before
I think we can compete with the Benghazi hearings. I think we're a lot more entertaining.
I think they're on lunch break now, thank God.
Oh, okay,
Listen,
so there's that.
So before we go back and start talking about the early days of eBay, which we all find fascinating, we're going to do that. But here's what's happened. I mentioned that we're going to be giving away some prizes today, kind of in a different way. Like the first prize I'm giving away, $25 gift certificate to Bubble Fast for, you know, shipping supplies, I'm going to give to the first person who can call in and tell me the name of the first president of eBay. But two people called in at the same time. So we've got them both on. Hello, Patty from Long Beach, California, known as Woohoo Depot. How you doing, Patty?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Don't say the answer yet, okay?
Okay.
Billy from Torrance, California, known on eBay as Hotbid22. How you doing, Billy?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, everyone.
Okay. Hi.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm willing to give away two of these if you both have the same answer. So I'm going to say one, two, three, go, and then both of you have to give the answer, just the guy's name.
Okay.
Got it? Billy, got it?
Okay.
Got it. Here we go. Three, two, one, go.
Jeff Skoll.
That's cool. That's it.
Yeah, they did it. Yeah.
They both did it. Okay, you both get a $25 gift certificate to Bubble Fast. First time we've had double winners like that.
And hey, Lee, can I give this to my Lee? Can I have this as a prize for my meetup group?
You can do anything you want with it.
Okay, awesome.
So what I'm going to do is you both have to send me an email, lee@voicemarketing.com. And okay. I don't need your addresses or anything. I'm going to send you each a code to use when you go on the bubblefast.com website. You don't even have to wait for anything in the mail.
That's awesome. Fabulous. Thank you very much.
Okay. So, Billy, tell us again what you sell on eBay.
I sell a lot of casino memorabilia, tokens, chips, and items, and a lot of random stuff, too.
Oh, I love all that stuff.
I love random
stuff. I told
you
I have a whole lunchbox full of them, right? From all over the world.
Yeah, you told me.
No, casino chips.
Oh, casino chips.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, throughout my entire life, if I go into a casino, I take one of the chips home with me and save it. I've got it from Egypt, Amsterdam, everywhere.
That's fabulous.
It's probably not worth anything because I just throw them in the, you know, I throw them in that lunchbox. So, I don't know.
It's okay. Just don't clean them.
No, I don't clean them. So I don't do that. I should try to put a few of them up on eBay and see what happens.
Yeah, why don't you? What's stopping you?
Yeah. Well, I never, you know, I didn't think about it, really. So, Patty, we all know you, darling, but do you want to tell us what you sell on eBay?
Oh, I sell things to get you ready for Thanksgiving and the holidays, like dinnerware and sterling silver and crystal and decorations and holidays, things like that.
That's an eBay story, from casino chips to dinnerware. So, Patty and Billy, thank you so much, both of you, for calling in today.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. And thank you for joining us in the chat board. We enjoy having both of you in there. It's very important to us.
It's important to me.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And to those of you who have never been in our chat board before, most of the people in there are intermediate to expert that hang around in there while we do our show. And if you've got questions, come on into the chat board. You never know who can help you out with that. So, Griff, we were talking about Pierre's early days when eBay first started.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about how I kind of made it sound like he's an accidental entrepreneur, but you feel that he had this thought maybe in his head. at some time of making it bigger than it was anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I also think it would be a mistake to call him an accidental because he, you know, he had a history before eBay, actually.
Of being in business?
Yeah. So, you know, he started out, everyone knows his story starts at AuctionWeb, right?
Right.
But, you know, when he was younger, I think, you know, he was a computer programmer and, you know, he was really interested in computers and how they would change the world. That's basically what it was. So when he was four years before eBay in 1991, he actually co-founded a company called Inc. Development. It was a pen-based computing startup that later was rebranded as an e-commerce company and renamed eShop. So, before that, he earned a bachelor's degree in computer science in 1998 from Tufts. He went to work after that for Claris, which was an Apple computer subsidy, where he worked on the team that upgraded MacDraw to MacDraw 2. But, you know, this eShop was one of the first e-commerce companies online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, I didn't know that about him.
Microsoft, he sold it to Microsoft, or it was sold to Microsoft, or acquired in 1996. So
eBay could have been one of those things that serial entrepreneurs...
He did leave the company before it sold, though. So he left the company in the fall of 1994. And that's when he started working at General Magic, which was a computer software company. And even back then, he had discussed the importance and his desire to be involved in consumer-to-consumer commerce.
Okay. So we can't call him an accidental.
No, but since eShop was only interested in business-to-consumer market, you know, it was a pioneer, his ideas were never picked up by the company. So he took his ideas and started eBay.
Well, we thank him for it. And what a wonderful man. Gives away a lot of money.
Lots of
money. Does a lot of good things in the world, and we do appreciate it. Hey, Griff, you want to go to the phones?
I loved going to the phones.
Ed from Hernando, Florida, known on eBay as Little Bit of Texas, says he blew it again.
Oh, no.
Hi, Ed. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hi, Griff.
Hi.
Hey, I finally got the nerve to call you instead of a two-page email. I was the gentleman that sent you the email the week before last where my son had sent me tickets our son had sent us tickets to Indianapolis to see my grandkids, and you told me how to put my car on a permanent vacation deal and to remove the auction items, so on and so forth,
yeah.
Which I truly appreciate.
Oh.
Okay. Prior to leaving, I sent an album to Spain.
Yeah.
By global shipping.
Okay.
Erlanger got it fine. The album got to Spain, and it was broken, too.
Yeah.
So I come back from my trip on Monday.
Right.
And I've got two emails from this guy. What am I going to do?
He has to open a case.
So guess what Ed does?
What?
Ed, trying to stay 100% as always, I go straight to PayPal, and I refund this money.
No, that was a huge mistake.
I know that. Now
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
So, guess what? I have tried contacting this guy. He will not return my emails.
He's not going to.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. No, you're out the money.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. That's why we talk about this a lot on the show. When an item that's sent through global shipping has arrived at Erlanger, delivery shows it's arrived, that's when your responsibility ends. And when it arrives at Erlanger and then it gets sent off to the customer, that's now eBay's responsibility. And when it arrived broken, the course of action is to tell the buyer, open up a case, and eBay will refund it. Here's why. How much did you refund him?
$30.
How much?
That's what he paid me for the album, $13.50.
Right, but now he's still out his shipping, and you're not going to refund that.
No.
No, you shouldn't. Yeah, so you can. I've dealt with this in the past, and I got to tell you, you're out of luck. Yeah, you're not going to get your $30 back.
Griff, I can remember you saying that the last time.
Oh, no.
But I'm serious. After I did it, I went, it wasn't a half hour. I went, oh, man, did I blow it. So I contacted PayPal right away, trying to stop it. They wouldn't stop it.
No, they're not going to stop it.
Well, this is a good lesson for all of us.
I could hear Lee, don't do it. I swear I could.
Yeah, I hear her say that in my head all day. Don't eat on the air. Don't mention the Benghazi hearings.
Don't do it, Griff.
Don't do it. She's like a little chorus voice in the back of my mind.
Don't do it.
Don't pick up the donut.
So, Ed, we all do things out of, I don't know, we think at the moment. I guess we don't stop and think enough about it.
Yeah.
We just do something.
We are so keyed on staying 100%.
Right, and that's not...
That we try to do everything we can for every buyer of ours.
Right, so...
That's why I did it.
And thank you very much for calling in with this, although I'm sorry that this happened. It gives us another chance to reiterate that in a global shipping situation where you are the seller, once the item has been acknowledged as received in Erlanger, your responsibility ends. The only thing where it doesn't end totally is if the buyer says this item is not as described and it's not damaged in transit. But in this case, eBay was supposed to make it right. So tell your buyers, open a case. This segment was brought to you by Rohde, 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days. You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.